producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us. It is Wednesday, the 27th day of August 2014. I am your host, Alex Jones. We'll be here, Lord willing, for the next 3 hours live, simulcasting on over 165 AM and FM stations across the United States, global shortwave, and, of course, the Internet with the free podcast, the free audio streams, and more at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You can find the subscription site for all the films and HD and the nightly news, 7 o'clock, 5 days a week, at PrisonPlanet.tv or InfowarsNews.com. Okay, I want to open the phones up early in the broadcast. I've been getting a little bit better over the years about taking calls. I want to open the phones up in the first hour for first-time callers to cover the waterfront of what's happening in our world and the move towards a scientifically deployed technocratic system. So I will give the number out right now for first-time callers for your questions, your comments, if you agree, if you disagree, any topic you want to raise, anything you want to bring up. All I ask when we don't screen your calls, period. We'll say we're on a certain subject sometimes. You need to talk about that subject, give us your take. But when it's a free-for-all, all I ask is you have a good telephone. And when you hear the psh, that means we're going to you. That you talk to me like you're explaining to me what your question is. Because sometimes when we have a free-for-all, people call in and just start talking about subjects that I don't even know what they're talking about. And I know the listeners don't in most cases. I'm sure there's somebody out there that knows what they're talking about. So just be clear or I'll move the next person. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We're going to get an update from Cliven Bundy. We hadn't had him on in a few months since that crisis built up and then faded away. Shadows and a portend of what's obviously coming in the future. Why did that end differently than places like Ferguson, where he ended up having two additional shooting deaths by the police that in both cases appeared to be people threatening to assault them? Why did that not go haywire in this case as the feds expand their land grabbing? She'll pop in for 30 minutes at the bottom of the next hour. We're going to have a ton of other news to cover, obviously. We're going to talk about existential envy, which the globalists use, and class envy to manipulate. Max Scheller, the philosopher and proto-psychologist, exposed that, and I absolutely agree with his theorem on it to understand how establishment advertising works. So we're going to look at some of the mind control today as well. Obviously, in big news, the IMF chief has been charged with negligence over graft case. Well, that is just classic. And it begins. The Council on Foreign Relations is calling for the megabanks, the private Federal Reserve, to issue cash directly to the American people, training us to love our new government that's been our government since 1913. They're just coming out in the open now. That's coming to us from the Council on Foreign Relations.org and Zero Hedge. All up on Infowars.com. And this is done so that when they start, quote, taking people's private pensions and bank accounts to collectivize them, to protect them, that's in quotes. This has been the model in third world countries and now Europe, that the giant mass of people that actually get a little piece of it, who actually get a check from the private Federal Reserve, will then say, oh, yeah, take over the economy. Well, they're the folks a few years ago that sent us checks. They'll send you fiat checks that accelerate the devaluation of earning power. They've already given themselves literally hundreds of trillions of U.S. dollars, which is devalued currencies worldwide, not just ours. Now that those chickens are about to come home, they're looking at flooring the pedal with dollar devaluation and then blaming it on the bail-ins to the American people before the total bail-in guillotine economic takeover and the move towards the global digital SDR. A key bellwether, a key balloon, a key red flag has sailed.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me! I got it! Hey! I got something that makes me want to shout. I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got stone, and I'm super bad.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have open phones throughout the 3 hours today. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're here Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, broadcasting worldwide from places like Oklahoma City to Chicago, Illinois, from Los Angeles, California to Rochester, New York. From Orlando, Florida to Kansas City, Missouri. We're on over 165 AM and FM affiliates, and we're number one when it comes to political talk, not just liberal or conservative, political talk, period, on YouTube and with our podcast. Over 600,000 daily subscribers for free at InfoWars.com/listen. You can subscribe to the RSS feed and the podcast right there. We're on Roku, Boxy, and all those free services as well on your cable box or system. Again, thank you so much for tuning in and joining us today. Let me just do this. I want to take a lot of calls and the wild card grab bag of any issue, any question, any comment, agree, disagree, 800-259-9231. But in this first hour, I want first-time callers. Then we'll continue with calls into the middle of the next hour. Clive and Bundy from the whole Bundy Ranch standoff. That's been over for a couple months. But is it really over? We're going to get an update with some new revelations and look at the larger unrest in the country. Why did this end up being peaceful versus Ferguson with the deaths and injuries up there? All that and more is coming up today. Let's first begin with just some of the headlines here that I'm going to read through. Peace President plots war on Syria. The Obama administration is reportedly preparing to begin airstrikes on Syrian territory without the consent of the Syrian government, claiming they need to take out the IS al-Qaeda forces that were funded by NATO and our own government in the last 4 years to topple Assad. The same al-Qaeda forces that got caught, according to even Turkish and British news, we first broke it, of course, at Infowars.com, launching fake chemical attacks with real chemicals, but faking it and saying Assad had done it. It was pretty obvious whenever Obama came out about a year before, 2 years ago, and said, if any chemical weapons get used, we're going to bomb the government and take over for the rebels. And so then three times the rebels fired chemical weapons, traced back even by the UN weapons inspectors to Saudi Arabian chemicals. And this is in the BBC. This is in the Turkish daily papers. This came out, and the whole thing got shut down. So now they're back wanting to bomb Syria and having U.S. aircraft fly over with the cover of the American people wanting ISIS, who's killed 300,000-plus people, mainly Christians in Syria, dealt with. But who gave them bases in eastern or in western Iraq to go into eastern Syria? NATO, the globalist, Obama. That's a fact. This is a real test to the American people and the people of the West. Are we as politically ignorant and politically illiterate as the political ruling class thinks we are? Will they bomb the Syrian military that lets Christians and Jews and non-radical Muslims live in peace, and their government doesn't wear burqas and wear suits and ties, and women can go to college and not wear hoods on their heads? Will the liberal West keep trying to overthrow governments that are doing nothing to us, that are angelic compared to al-Qaeda? They're picking out the targets. They're getting ready to overthrow the Syrian government. You watch. Islamic State video indicates terror group has sophisticated drones. They've released videos showing their brigades marching and their drones going in so they can target Assad's forces and U.S. forces now in Iraq. Oh, and by the way, it's a real enemy. I mean, they're going to kill advisors. They're going to kill contractors. These people killed U.S. troops before. They bragged about it. When they took over Libya, they said, next stop Syria, then the United States. And now we're being told, brace for terror attacks in America with IS. Continuing. American man reportedly killed fighting for ISIS dies in Syria. One of three foreign fighters alleged and aligned with Islamic State forces killed in battle in Syria fighting Syrian forces. The truth is America passed the test. We've not been proven totally politically and geopolitically illiterate when our own military and our own political class to a great extent rejected openly becoming al-Qaeda's air force or IS's air force in Syria last year. Continuing, gold ends firmer on short covering, bargain hunting, silver also slightly up as dollar devaluation news sends other commodities up as well. Coast Guard cutter fires warning shot at Iranian sailboat in brief altercation. No, it wasn't an Iranian boat off the U.S. coast. It was off the Iranian coast. Coast Guard's all the way over there. Coast Guard cutter fires warning shot at Iranian sailboat in brief altercation, claiming that they aimed some type of submachine gun at them. Going back to Syria, West unlikely to seek Assad's help against ISIS. Unlikely Western countries will collaborate with Assad to combat ISIS. That's really a sick joke. Now that the West is so upset that the public knows that they're running Al-Qaeda, this is all a bunch of elaborate baloney. Bomb a Toyota truck, bomb an old piece of artillery. Never do I see troops running away. Never do I see Al-Qaeda dead on the ground, flopping around, blood spraying out like you do on the other infrared videos. All I see are FLIR videos. All I see is staged events. They're not bombing ISIS, ladies and gentlemen. They put them there, they armed them, they work for Saudi Arabia. And as usual, Saudi Arabia reportedly attacks us on 9/11, we attack Iraq. Al-Qaeda's attacking Syria, we attack Syria. Because Saudi Arabia is puppeteering this country to a great extent. It is disgusting. All right, so there's that stack of news. I'm going to your calls in the next segment. Let me just continue moving right along here. Ferguson investigates. And it's an investigation out of Fusion.net. How did America's police departments lose loads of military-issued weapons? Well, I'll tell you, they sold them out the back door for money. Just like most police departments, when they do gun buybacks, end up selling them out the back door. And there's all these articles. Here's another one out today out of CBS News. Davis City Council tells police in California to have plan for getting rid of their MRAP military vehicle in the next 60 days. The public asked, why are you getting wheeled tanks and automatic weapons for us? Which is an important question, but Congress is now investigating this. It's like blaming the TSA that's groping you when Congress passes laws to carry this out. Or it's like blaming the police when they're given the federal training. The feds are coming in to federalize police now after giving them this martial law training that turns the public against them. Then the feds will come in federalizing the police in the name of fixing the problem they basically created. It was like, oh, in Ferguson last week in Missouri, thank heaven, Obama has sent Holder here. He'll fix it. Holder was clearly involved in the Oklahoma City cover-up, if he was really involved. I've interviewed the Oklahoma City police officers that witnessed it. As deputy head, he was deputy attorney general, now attorney general. Holder has been involved in Fast and Furious, everything else you can imagine, covering up all the trillions being looted in the last 7 years, covering up all the executive abuses, and accelerating the federalization of police at light speed. And now there's all these articles demonizing local police and all these national news stories showing police brutality and taser deaths after the federal grants paid for all of it and the threat fusion centers and the military training and the uniforms and the doctrine and shifting away from crime fighting to revenue generating. That is all globalist doctrine. So they turn the police into their own tool, and then after the public turns against them, the feds come in as the saviors. So just be aware of the larger psyop. I'm not defending the militarization of police. I am the trailblazer on record for 19 years exposing the police state. I warned you of the COG, of the kill switches in the computers, of tracking and taxing you by the mile. I warned you of blood draws to get driver's license. That's now starting in D.C. last year. I warned you of everything because it was in government documents. I learned in 1998 of secret microphones being put in light poles from Chicago, Illinois to Austin, Texas. It's now mainstream news this year. CBS News, Associated Press. I don't have a crystal ball. I don't sit there around a black pot staring into it and reading tea leaves. This is all a technotronic technocracy takeover. I've read 5 Brzezinski books. He basically runs the show. As the Council on Foreign Relations admits, he and Henry Kissinger, the head of the National Security Council, General Jones, 5 years ago in 2009, openly told British newspapers that they get their orders from the Council on Foreign Relations and Henry Kissinger daily. Now, the Council on Foreign Relations leadership, their central board, the rest is influence peddling and are minions and camp followers. It's been expanded over 10,000 people now. But the top 100 or so, they decide when the satellite tracker box goes in your car. It's in there by law now. They decide when the banks start grabbing your private money. They decide. I mean, here it is today. Council on Foreign Relations calls for central banks to totally openly take over the government. I'm going to be covering that. Here's another one. DOT, Department of Transportation, proposes mandating cars, broadcast location, direction, and speed at all times. And guess what? 2 years ago, by global treaty and U.S. law, all cars now have it. Oh, and we told you they would do this. I'm a conspiracy theorist. It's now happening. It is a scientific, programmed, authoritarian takeover, and we can stop it.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From the water table, to our soils, to the atmosphere itself. Our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
All right. Glenn, Tim, Tony, Jay. We're going to your calls right now. And then, tepid clapping greets unpopular Obama with his VA visit speech, his first since 2011. And there's more trouble for his lordship, the front man for collectivism. Jaw-dropping revelation. Justice Department confirms lost IRS emails are stored on backup drives. But, of course, those BlackBerries and backup drives were destroyed as well. Oh, and it doesn't matter how many backups there are, they will be hunted down and destroyed, and then nothing will be done. And the IRS will come and arrest conservatives. Because it's freedom. It's not Nazi Germany. IRS ethics lawyer facing possible disbarment, accused of lying. That's out of the Washington Times. Meanwhile, many Detroit residents, as much as a third of them, can't pay their water bill, so the government had been giving them free water, which in areas like the Great Lakes area should be basically free. I mean, the water just comes right out of the ground. But no, you have to pay for the fluoride and stuff that gets added, and so tens of thousands of residents are having their water turned off today, which will just further implode the entire area. But that's where we see our civilization going under globalist program. Coming up, Governor Jerry Brown announces the collapse of California and the untimely end of the United States. So that's all coming up. Just a ton of news today. The IMF head has basically been indicted. Again, you're going to be taxed by the mile in your car and tracked everywhere you go. Oh, but the NSA is not spying on you. The government just had a two-decades-long program globally in a global standardized corporate government by 2013 to have tracker boxes in all the cars' bellies that the car won't operate if you remove it. Think of the concerted, premeditated effort that from Australia to the United States in the last 5 years, smart meters have gone in on the sides of everybody's houses to track everything you're doing inside your house and to dial into all the other, quote, smart Trojan horse tech to track everything you do and use that data to corner economic markets and manipulate prices. See, a lot of folks say, well, I don't care if I'm getting spied on. So what? I have nothing to hide. Well, why don't you leave your doors open at night then? Why don't you not, you know, close your blinds? Oh, you want privacy. Well, that means you're a criminal. Government's more secretive than ever. But all of these corporations with government are moving towards establishing a private, corporate, global government. Where they're above the law, they're exempt from the regulations, they're exempt from the red tape, then they saddle you with it as a tool of political control. This is a short segment. I'm going to cover news and come back with your calls in the next. Since I mention this form of corporate global government, there is a story up on Infowars.com dealing with this. And let me just go to it now. It begins. Council on Foreign Relations proposes that central banks should hand customers cash directly. So they've already given themselves conservatively $200 trillion just since 2008 in the banker bailout. No, it was a lot more than $876 billion. That was the Federal Reserve open window. That was only one move. When you talk about SDRs and when you talk about free credit being given out to the big six central banks, it's over $200 trillion. The total of derivatives they've created, according to USA Today, 3 years ago, we haven't gotten new numbers since then, from the General Accounting Office, is 1.5 quadril. That's 1,500 trill. Over 100 times all the real wealth in the world. And that's what they've signed us on to. Americans have been signed on to over 70% of that debt they claim we owe. When you hear about 18 or 19 trillion in national debt, that's what they currently owe and what entitlements and real debts are. That's our real debt. And you could extend that out to 200 trillion if you look at the whole life of those entitlements and Social Security and the rest of it. So, but forget, that's off the table. Derivatives are what these bankers have created, and they've used that to buy up the world through fraud. Now they're about to drop the hammer and devalue, so they're going to start sending out, they're discussing checks from the Federal Reserve, so that when they basically privatize the economy under their total control as a solution to their already mismanaged program, you'll be all for it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time. Consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and No-No.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that in, and I hope that judge ain't blind.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're back. Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, live with the Sunday broadcast, weeknight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. Coming up, I want to look at existential envy, a psychological term developed by Max Schiller. We're also going to look at Governor Jerry Brown announces collapse of California and ultimately the U.S. That's really what he's doing. Pew survey, one-third of Mexicans want to move to America and get all the free stuff, which is their entitlement. They're entitled to that, according to Obama and the Democrats. 60% disapprove of their president. But approve of their president, Obama. Coming up, we're going to get into the Department of Transportation proposes officially mandating cars, broadcast location, direction and speed, and, of course, taxing you by the mile. We're going to get into China to replace Google and Microsoft with homegrown OS, their own operating system. What do you think Google and Microsoft are? They're basically NSA operating systems. So China knows what it's doing, replacing one global tyranny with their own global tyranny. We also have another report here. Forget peak oil and peak credit. We are on the downslope of peak intelligence, and major studies show that. We're going to be breaking some of that down. And the social engineers have come out. The radical plan to phase out Earth's predatory species, not just domesticate humans to be docile for the super predator class, the globalists, but to make animals to where they can't be predators, like cheetahs and wolves, and then I guess watch them all starve to death, because I guess inherently predatory activity is evil. No, it's any predatory activity not carried out by the New World Order is evil. I guess when a gazelle eats grass, it's being predatory. So the only way to stop that is to kill all life on Earth. You know, if you want to get an Alex Jones quote, here's one that hit me the other day, and it's this. Life gave birth to death. God gave birth to life, and life gave birth to death. Because there is no death if there's not life. Life is the full continuum, the full spectrum. And then death is only an aspect of life. You could say that life is the universe experiencing consciousness through a physical, third-dimensional manifestation. But I know this. The New World Order and their jumbo jets and their red carpets and Hollywood stars is not the end-all, be-all of this world. And unfortunately, most people never get to figure that out because they never attain entrance or entree into that. And so they're always imagining it as the fabled grass that is greener on the other side of the valley. And so they feel unfulfilled. And that is the essence of globalist programming, the essence of their conditioning and their manipulation. And I will cover it in the third hour today. But now, without further ado, I'm going to go to your calls, and then I'm going to move the next person, and then as you hear callers hang up, that's your chance to call in. I'd love to hear from you. First-time callers, 800-259-9231. Let's go to a caller in Florida first. Let's go to Glenn. Glenn, you're on the air worldwide.
Alex, first-time caller, long-time listener. I want to bring to your attention, I'm sure you've seen the things on the currency. The $10, $50, and $100 bill. All three of them have some kind of false flag on them. This has been pointed out by a man named Jonathan Kleck. I highly encourage people to check out his videos. On the 10, it appears that there's a tsunami hitting a coastal city. I believe this to be Miami. It's something you can research. There's something called Miami is the last point in the pentagram that you can check out on YouTube. Number two is the 50, which appears to be Hoover Dam being hit. And the other one is the 100, the new 100, which has a picture of New York City, it appears, being hit by a tsunami. Now, on with all three, one of the things that I don't know if you've ever thought about, the idea that the enemy likes to broadcast what they're about to do. And in turn, they can, it's like a firefighter setting a fire. They set the fire, come in and look like the hero. What if all three of these false flags were thwarted somehow? And this was an attempt to get us to go along with the New World Order, go along with all the security measures that we have in place, and make perhaps the president look like the hero.
Well, listen, I appreciate your call. That's pretty esoteric for the first call out of the gate. So let me just briefly, for new listeners, basically break down what you're talking about. I know that the global elites are into numerology. They are obsessed with hiding what they're going to do in plain view. If you look at some of the new money that came out right before 9/11, it looks just like the World Trade Center towers falling. If you look at some of the new money that's come out, it looks just like Hoover Dam. It looks like tsunamis. It looks like the Pentagon being hit. It is extremely scary. And then you realize that the old money that we had since 1913 or so had all sorts of hidden images and keys and owls and skeletons and pentagrams, and that a lot of the engravers, the globalists believe money has power because it passes between hands as a symbol of their power, and for really hundreds of years, paper money has had all sorts of secret symbols on it. So undoubtedly there's something to that. But anyone can then look at the new money and try to guess what the next target is. If you want to talk about tsunami bombs, it's been in the London Telegraph, it's been in the London Guardian, it's been in the Washington Post back in the mid-90s, and then again just a few years ago. You can type in U.S. government plans tsunami bombs and develop hydrogen bombs on key fault lines and things that would cause that to happen. Does that mean that most earthquakes are government-made? No. There's always been earthquakes. There's always been volcanoes. There's always been meteorites hitting the earth. And so I just really don't go there a lot because you can't prove it one way or the other. I could do YouTube videos about this, and they get millions of views, and people are really into all this, and I've studied it. I've looked at it. There's some real validity to it. But it's just something I can't prove. What I can prove is that our president, starting this year, ordered the Border Patrol to stand down. Only 70% of the people coming across are youth, under 18. They are pouring in. The border is wide open. And the president is inviting them in, and the governor of California, Jerry Brown, with the Mexican president yesterday, I'm going to play the clip, come on up, cue that up if you can, said, hey, Mexicans, come on up here. That's crazy. Imagine if the French said, hey, Germans, anybody wants to come here, free welfare. Or if imagine if Canada said, Americans, anybody that can come here, you get free welfare. Well, Canada's kind of done that now with anybody that can get there from the third world. So is the U.S., so is Europe, and it's collapsing. And the plan is get enough people in the country, give them driver's license, let them vote, who are totally dependent on the government and what the government wants, and it's checkmate. It's a diabolical plan. It's incredible. I can prove they ship guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. I can prove the IRS is persecuting people. I can prove our government funded al-Qaeda. I can prove that Don Salazar wrote an article about FEMA building emergency domes for during crisis all over the U.S. These are the models of the FEMA camp processing centers that were in the Emergency Centers Establishment Act bill. We should probably add that to it. FEMA building pricey domes for your safety, close quote. This is the government collapsing society, offering the solution, more control. What happens? What happens when the dollar gets devalued further? What happens when they shut off the power plants and moved all the jobs to China, which is already happening? Things are going to get worse and worse. Crime's going to get higher and higher. We're going to beg for a police state. The middle class is. And then it's going to double back, and the police state will then be used on anyone who is not a globalist, fellow traveler, socialist, communist. That's grassroots. The bankers are going to sit in Luxembourg, in Switzerland, in Grand Cayman, in the Cook Islands, laughing at us. The elite of the world are leaving Israel and leaving the United States. They're going to Switzerland. They're going to England. They're going to Scotland. They're going to Monte Carlo. They are going to Luxembourg. And they've all got giant yachts with helicopters and seaplanes on them. And they're ready to live at sea for years. Okay? I mean, quite frankly, I'm not even going to get into it. I'm not going to get into it. But that's the underground base of the future. Is island, highly armored, ultra-rich redoubts, former Greek islands, you name it, that the globalists have been buying for billions and setting up command bases. I mean, this is a war you're in. This is not a game. They're getting ready for the singularity. They're getting ready for the robots to basically displace the general public. They're getting ready for the bioweapons release. And if you're an FBI agent or a cop or a bureaucrat who thinks you're going to be part of the establishment and thinks you're going to make it through all this, you're crazy. Or if you're compartmentalized and think I'm nuts, boy, I wish I was crazy because I'm not. I'm sharp. I'm on target. I'm on the inside. I've done 22 years of research. I know what I'm talking about. And anybody that doesn't listen to me or anybody that wants to laugh at what I talk about is an idiot. Why did Nero set fire to Rome? Because he liked to watch buildings burn. Why did Hitler do what he did? Same reason. Why did Mao kill 84 million people? Because he wanted to. Why did Ted Bundy grab teenage girls and torture the living daylights out of them? Because he liked it. And all of you out there that are naive and think the establishment's like you and wants to watch ESPN all day and act cool all day or ride your Harley around all day, I'm not against you wanting to ride your Harley. I get it. I'd like to go tailgate. I'd like to go ride Harleys around. I'm just trying to get something through your head, man. That isn't what life's all about on this planet in deep space, okay? If the Harley's 5% of what you do and your kids are 60% and being successful is 30%, you know, on and on and on, then you're healthy. But when you're 90% entertainment, 90% have fun, you don't exist to the elite. They see you as an animal just using up resources. In fact, the elite openly say you have to declare yourself sentient, declare yourself sovereign, declare yourself not their slave before you even get their respect. I have the Illuminati's respect. I have the New World Order's respect. You don't have their respect. You don't exist to them. You're an animal to them. You're cattle. Do you understand that? And you know what? You do act like cattle. But I will not play the game of feeding on you because that comes right back on me and my soul and my family name. I will not curse my family. But let me tell you, I look at the evil, wicked, servile, narcissistic population and compare you to the technocrats. At least they know what they're doing. I'm going to shut up and go back to your calls. Who's up next from Canada? Marcello in Canada. We're talking about society. That's what you're calling in about. Thank you for calling in, brother.
Hey, it's an honor to speak to you, Alex. Yeah, I just wanted to know, like, because like, there's so much going on in the world right now. There's so much chaos. Like, I want to talk to you about so much, but, like, right now there's, like, major current, like, issues with our police department in Montreal, and they're, like, on strike, and they actually ran.
Hey, but the good news is you got Burger King moving up there to the corporate headquarters.
About that. Get serious. That's, like, the worst thing ever. But anyways, yeah, so, like, what happened was the police department, like, actually ransacked, like, City Hall. And, like, they started a fire outside because, like, they're on strike right now. And, like, there hasn't been any really consequences. And, like, I totally don't agree with that. And
no, you're right, though. In Spain and in Greece and in a bunch of other European countries the last few years, the police have been on strike and been rioting, and also in France. But not even because they had their pension funds being taken. They were smart enough to see the pension funds being taken from the other state and federal agencies and knew they were next because they are always invariably next. But, yeah, that's very hypocritical of the police to go out and attack peaceful demonstrators like I've seen them do in Canada with my own eyeballs. But then they're more than happy to go out and ransack things themselves. I saw that in the news.
I also want to know, like, because I tried to search Fast and Furious, because you always bring it up, but I can't find it. I only find the movie. What do you mean by that?
Okay, Fast and Furious, and I appreciate your call, was a program started in 2009. They gave press conferences, Big Sis and Holder, about how they were doing a gun tracking program. And then they got caught shipping the guns into Mexico, which was illegal. Then they said they didn't know anything. And then it came out, CBS News got the documents, the reporter published it, then she got in trouble, so she quit, where they said, we're going to do this to blame the Second Amendment. That memo was going out to ATF agents that were very upset. They're like, what are we doing shipping thousands of guns a month into Mexico to drug cartels? These are killing people. And they said, look, it injustifies the means. We're going to use this for to blame the Second Amendment for the violence. Of course, the truth is Mexico, the real drug cartels have full auto armored vehicles. Goldman Sachs, well mainly Wachovia and Wells Fargo, if you look at the Bloomberg articles, they ship in the aircraft with the weapons on board, and then they ship out, because you want to make money both legs. The CIA brings American citizens down there for rendition. to Mexico, to a Mexican base, and then they load the slaves going to death camps on those and fly them out. Of course, they also load the kids, the little kidnapped kids on those. If you're a new listener and don't believe me, just type in $378 billion laundered by Wells Fargo and Wachovia in a two-year period. And that article came out 4 years ago. There was a bunch of articles about it. The headline was Big Banks in Deal over laundering drug cartel money. But then you read the actual deal. There it is. How a big U.S. bank laundered billions for Mexico's murderous drug gangs. Yeah, that's The Guardian, but it's not as strong as Bloomberg Report. The Bloomberg Report goes off the actual federal deal, and it just shows how they run the aircraft and the logistics, and they got guys in suits and top corporate managers. Imagine, it's a $500 billion a year North American economy. There it is. Banks financing Mexico's gangs admitted in Wells Fargo deal. See, people always say that, hey, there's no planes coming into the hood. They're not laundering billions in the hood. Oh, that's true. No, it's done scientifically, U.S. military bases, C-130s by the hundreds landing per month, cocaine, heroin, and then little kids are put on and flown out on the special flights right to Saudi Arabia. And there's people waiting with pliers to rip their teeth out. But hey, you know I'm an extremist. You're all going to understand soon, won't you? Sorry the show's so scary. Reality's scary. Of course, 99% of the military didn't even know about it. Dine Corps, Halliburton, it's come out. They're all involved in the child sex trade as well.
My Magic Mud is a tooth whitening powder that removes plaque and detoxifies your mouth. It's safe for your enamel, giving you a beautiful polish and a dentist-like clean after every use. My Magic Mud is also the perfect remedy for pain caused by sensitivity. It strengthens your teeth and gums for a strong, healthy smile. The ingredients are 100% natural and it's safe for children. Simply brush with My Magic Mud right before bedtime for a cleaning you can count on. Visit MyMagicMud.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past 2 years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Thursday, half hour.
talking about, I put on screen Bloomberg, we'll put it back on screen, a detailed 20-something page report with links to the government documents, banks financing Mexico drug gangs admitted in Wells Fargo deal, and that goes back to 2010, 4 years ago, June 28th. Now, I already knew this. I watched this in congressional hearings in 1997. I've watched congressional hearings in 2006 where they admitted that DynCorp and other major companies were caught running rings of kidnapped women and children worldwide. Why do you think you can walk into an Akron building, famously, and say, I want to run child sex slaves through here? They're like, absolutely. Welcome to the team. Why do you think it's on Infowars.com? The sexual abuse of 1,400 children unreported due to racism fears in one town in England. It's because the basic Labor Party over there with the so-called minorities was running and trafficking with, you know, all these kids, and they don't want it coming out. And they use the minorities as the red light district for kids. And so I'm here covering all this, and it sounds completely insane. I have congressional hearings. You can, I play them probably 20 times here. Just type in Defense Secretary grilled on child kidnapping. And they admit in the hearing, yes, DynCorp got caught shipping thousands of kids out from one city alone in Serbia. And yes, they were given a fine. They were not allowed to bid in that sector for 1 year. That's a quote. So I'm trying to explain something to you. Don't be so naive anymore. Of course the government was involved bombing Oklahoma City and it's all come out. Of course they'd do that. Of course they'd shoot black people up with syphilis and let them die of it over 48 years with Tuskegee. Not the whole government. Criminal mafias, eugenics, death cult mafias operating at different strata using national security secrecy to protect themselves and NSA spy grids to find out when good parts of agencies or white hats are about to bust them. Can you imagine what the evil forces were able to do since 1947 when basically the whole government went secret with unlimited money with the National Security Act? Can you imagine the blackmail of Congress that's going on? That's all come out now. The blackmail of Parliament in England, the blackmail in France, the blackmail in Germany. We have a criminal, kleptocratic, global elite of six banks owned by less than 20 families who control almost the whole world right now. And you might want to find out what their agenda is and what makes them tick, what their modus operandi is, or mode of operations, their MO. I'll tell you what it is. Go watch my free film online, End Game, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The film sold 200,000 copies in stores and about 70,000 copies here. I think it's more than that. And guess what I did? It's free, free, free. You can still buy the DVD with the extras if you want to support us. But that's how I financed this operation in the past, was with those films. Then I came to the conclusion there won't even be a future if I even sell these things. So but people take it for granted if it's free. Oh, well, he's just giving it to me free. Why do I care if 30 million people watch it online for free? Why do I care if he, you know, sold hundreds of thousands of copies of it, now he's giving it away? I gave it away day one. It's always been free. I just want you to know the truth. I want you to see the globalists in the film, tell you what their plan is, so you understand how evil they are, so we can stop them. People ask, how do you have so much energy, Alex? Hey, let me tell you something. You know about this stuff, and you're normal, you're freaking out. People say, well, why are you still alive? Because I've already basically shed everything. If they kill me, it turns me into a martyr, ladies and gentlemen. And there's also a lot of good people in the system that are cheering us on. It's a very small evil group. And all they need to flourish is that good men and women do nothing, to quote Thomas.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.